17th tomorrow, isn't it, Mary? 17th tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll have to put my shamrock on when I go out.
I've put a list up of the things that I want from my birthday. Or the things that I would like from my birthday. Are you interested?
Yeah.
How much do I need for the lens?
Four. 125.
Can I use this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll keep it in the garage.
Keep it in your pocket. It's no good in the garage.
There you go. I've reduced to pennies again.
That's
alright. Keep that in my pocket.
Well, you're going to have me the 25 then.
Alright, yeah.
Are
you
having
some
cake? Oh, no thanks. No cake? I'll
have some tonight. No yoghurt?
Right.
Don't bank on it.
New kitchen
rules. New kitchen
rules.
New kitchen
rules,
Mum, yes, come on.
After supper. And Mum will clean the kitchen. Mum is staying out of the kitchen.
Oh, yes.
Right. So, if you want anything, make it yourself.
I do anyway.
Hmm?
I do anyway. Supper.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can sit there and I will read this list out to you.
Oh, I will cringe.
For Mummy's birthday, Mummy would like 1. A gold locket, oval, with a strong chain. 2. An eternity ring. 3. £100 worth of premium bands. 4. An escalator. Do you know what one of them is? An escalator.
Oh, taking the hairs off your legs?
That's it. Not a razor.
I've got a razor, yes.
Number 5. A weekend away at a health farm.
Forget it, scrub that out straight away.
Number 6, a large bright flower arrangement. Number 7, a large colourful brooch, not gold. Number 8, a fountain pen, not a cartridge pen, and not a set, just a fountain pen on a stand. Number 9 is gold earrings, stud type, not drop type, studs. Number 10 is perfume, talcs and books. Number 11 is an ornament from the jewellers. Number 12, nightdress and negligee set. Number 13, no chocolates, please. And that's it.
Okay. Pin that up on the board.
Yeah. But what you'll have to do is you'll have to tell each other what you would like to buy or what you would think of. Because if you stroke them off, then I'll know that no one's going to buy them.
So, cross off the hell farm.
You can buy me the locket, the eternity ring, the premium bonds, and the weekend away at the health farm.
You'd be lucky to get one.
Good. I think you're getting as bad as me.
No, I've got it from you. Coming out with your list of what you want for your birthday. Pass that one off, all right.
Where's the nearest loan company?
Hmm?
Where's the nearest loan company?
Brian. Me.
Anna.
So.
When are you going to craft my palm with silver?
She keeps saying to me.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do on your bird? I
said,
you've got
the smile
money.
Your face.
Do you want me to get it tonight for you? So I'm calling at the bank and get it tonight.
No, I don't get it till I wanted to buy her a present.
Oh, what?
I owe £80, don't I? Because of the 20 that I borrowed. At the start of the month.
Yeah, straight after last payday. Stupid dog.
He ignored that.
Good boy.
He didn't even look.
I went to the doctor's today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He said, don't buy any more new clothes.
Said what?
Don't buy any more new clothes.
She said I was
a hypochondriac.
Terribly overweight.
What made her say that, I wonder?
And she would like me to go to the Well Woman's Clinic every Wednesday. It's run. And she would like me to go book in for an appointment. And she would discuss my diet, amongst other things.
Oh dear.
Mm-hmm.
Which diet? Your chocolate diet, your crisp diet, or your food diet?
Or the meals in between diet.
So, if I'm on a diet, you lot will be on diets.
We know all
on
that.
Diet, but there'll be no more cake.
We know.
I think I'm going to have to change it all to Flora.
Just by me, butter.
I get no help and encouragement.
I don't encourage you to eat my butter.
And you? I put her that bread for you and you didn't eat it.
I can't, my mum's full.
Can't wait, nice.
These people that have to listen to these tapes, you know, they must get terribly bored sometimes.
I suppose it can be quite entertaining.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Hmm?
I suppose it can be quite entertaining sometimes. Hmm. Hey, wait till Trish gets in, then you're alive enough.
It's sure to.
I suppose it's to see how people use the English language, what words they use, what words don't use, what slang they use.
We use all the words of the English language, don't we? We use the yellow ones, the blue ones, the black ones.
How do they get on with somebody foreign?
George is going to get me some lights for on here, did you know?
Sorry?
George.
He's going to get me glass?
No, lights.
Oh, lights. George?
Yeah. He makes them? Well, Lynn would do them.
Hmm?
So the next time he goes, he's going to get some for me.
Oh, do you work with Linwood?
What do you think?
He doesn't know a lot of manufacturing for Linwood.
Hmm.
What do you think of having in here our text? Our text?
Yeah, good idea, but we're not spending any money.
Yeah. I think Jean said when she watched the others do it, they only did like a square foot every time. You have to put it on and then design it and then move over to the next square, put it on, design it, just because it dries very quickly.
Mm. It's only like a plaster of Paris stuff, isn't it?
That's
just
right.
Go off quick.
She says it's like £10 a tub, but I don't know how far a tub would go.
Not very far.
And then she said there was stuff called textured paint. It's like paint with lumps in it. I think it's just lumpy paint gone wrong in the and the cell. But then she says you get you put it on and you get a brush a roller, and the roller has a design
different designs,
and
that's right, yeah.
And then you just roll it on.
Yeah.
Mm. So Debbie's used that in her hand.
It could definitely do with something, but we leave it for now. When he was in, I saw Mark and Platt, look at that corner. And he cocked up.
That one there?
Yeah, give it.
Does he come out, does he?
Goes in.
Oh, so it's in
Was in
there.
About an inch on the bottom. He was saying to me it was very difficult to do, well, I can't understand why. I mean, really, what he should have done, if it was that difficult, he should have gone back another half a brick and then bricked it up all the way, level, instead of putting bits and pieces in. Surely he could have half bricked it all the way up, instead of saying how difficult it was, putting bits and pieces in. I would have thought that's what I would have done. Yeah, just come straight up with the round bricks.
Logical thing to do.
Yeah, so I thought. I mean, it didn't have to be spot on, as long as it came back out to where it is now. Good boy.
The dog was lying there last night, and Patricia said something to him, I don't know what she said to him, but the look on his face, you could tell it really upset him, whatever she said to him.
Yeah, she wouldn't tell us what she said to him either, so it must have been bad.
Did you fart? You probably farted.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, gee. Good boy, boys.
We're talking about you.
Go sleep now. Good boy. Close your eyes. That's it. Close your eyes and go sleep. Cool. Go on. Yeah,
she's soft.
He won't close his eyes. He's going to do something.
Because he misses something.
Well, are you going out now?
Yeah.
I was going to wash the car. I'll do it tomorrow.
Hey,
I've
Mom.
Never seen it so dirty.
I just think, this time next week, you'll have my new car for me.
That's my birthday present.
Hey.
Top of my
it's
list.
It's not on the list, you're not having it.
Oh, right. Number 1A.
Forget it.
Too late now, you made the list.
Oh.
You are slow.
How many tapes do they expect you to fill up,
John? I don't know. As many as are follow. Whether it be 1, 2, 10, 50, it doesn't matter.
What way do you have to fill in the form?
Now, every time you use a tape, you fill in. This is tape side B. Tape 1 side B. Tape 2 side A. Tape 2 side B.
So we're still on side 1.
No, we're on 1. Side B. We've done side A.
Is it 4?
Yeah. What was the date we started recording on the tape? Was it Saturday? What date was last Saturday? 14th.
Well, Black didn't come on Saturday, come on Friday, didn't he?
No, well.
Why have you put down that you have an original accent and I have
an
Irish accent?
Well, you can't tell that I'm Irish, but I can tell you're Irish.
How can you do that?
You're a friggin' idiot, you are.
How do you know that people can't tell you're Irish?
Nobody can. Nobody can tell that I'm Irish. Only when I swear. When you know I don't swear very often.
No.
At the kitchen table, yeah. But that could change when Patricia comes in.
Why does Brian and Patricia not have a regional accent?
Well, I don't think they have.
Like a Brummie accent.
They haven't got a Brummie accent, no.
Yeah.
And they haven't got a twang as far as I know, anyway, so I'm only putting the throat down as I see it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could be wrong, but I could only put down what I know to be the truth as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
There doesn't seem to be a regional accent in this area, does there? If you start going further towards Worcester, Worcestershire, into Worcester, that area, or into Hales Owen,
mm-hmm.
places like that, then you would get an accent.
I suppose it's too much of a mixture up here, isn't it? You know.
There are a lot of Birmingham people. You better read that first.
I think, you know the coat she brought home, first of all, I've seen a lot of people uptown wearing that coat, but they were all much older. I would have said they were in their 40s,
yeah.
You know, mutton dressed as lamb,
yeah.
Wearing that type of coat.
Yeah.
But that one that she brought home does look decent.
Right, I'll move the car out of his way.
We'll switch your tape on.
Greg's looking at me like this, says something.
Oh, you've been to see him?
Yeah. And, he suddenly looked up and went, "It's Bri!" Like this, and the pliers dropped out of his hand. Like this he was. It's really funny.
And did Janet come out?
Janet came out and went, "Hello! Woo!" Got in the car and drove off.
Oh, where was she off to?
To the Chinese. And
she hasn't changed.
And Greg goes, "Oh, let me sit on it." Oh.
So Greg was impressed. What car has he got?
A Chevette.
A Chevette. What year?
T, same as mine.
How much did he pay for his?
$450. No, it's $375 you pay for.
I thought Janet's old car, I thought they gave it to Greg's brother.
The Escort, they did.
No, that wasn't an Escort he had out there the other day, was it? That old big up thing.
That was several years ago. That was an Ital he had out there.
Worse.
And what's Howard and Janet driving now?
Sierra.
Yeah.
Sierra. Jan's got a new Mini. H-Reg Mini, which Emma's allowed to drive.
Oh, right, yeah.
But not Greg.
But Greg's got his own
car. Is she still in Dixon?
I think so.
Yeah.
Was she working in Dixon's?
Mm.
What, full time?
Yeah,
the estate agent. Oh,
yeah,
the estate
she agent. She left school and went straight into Dixon's.
Oh, I see.
And Janet wasn't impressed at all.
No.
Janet had high hopes for her, so. But,
You
I
can
think
do
she
well
got
in
a
that
good
job, though. You
editor,
can be kidnapped and all sorts.
Huh?
You can do well in that job. You can be kidnapped and all sorts.
Yeah. I mean, we could always send Brian out to be the motorbike dispatch rider, couldn't we?
I mean, I haven't really done that. Where did I ride
Where
to?
Else did you go?
I went down to Greg's. And I went down to Rob's to see how his interview went.
What was his interview for?
For Rover.
Oh.
He's coming to Rover this year. Robert. He just finished. Well, he's taking his exams in 12 weeks.
Mm.
A-levels are in 12 weeks' time.
And will he just go in as an apprentice the same as yourself?
He'll go in the same as myself.
But he'll be a year behind you.
He'll be a year behind me, and he'll be on the same money as me.
Ah, right, because he's done his A-levels.
So he doesn't lose out there. His dad is also a manager down at Cowley, I think.
Mm.
Cameron. Dad does a lot of travelling.
Must be at Cowley because Cowley's virtually closed now.
And,
what department's he in?
I know what
Dunno.
I know he's got it's one of the craft sections because he's got craft apprentices under him.
Uh-huh.
How did his interview go?
A lot of them have, you know.
He hasn't had it yet. He's had the test. But he's got the interview next week.
Did you tell him about the test?
No, he'd already had it.
Because it came as a bit of a shock to you, didn't it? So.
Yeah, he goes, I've no idea it was so hard. It was so difficult. It was a real shock for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him a few tips on what to revise on for the interview. You know, because they always ask you the maths rules.
That's something that you're good at, you know. And see if you do have a bit of knowledge on it.
I just told him to revise the cycle of the engine.
Yeah. And who?
Suck, squeeze, bang, blow.
Who else did you go and see?
Then I went down to see Andy, you know, the one with the ginger hair.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd come out with the same expression on his face.
Oh. Oh, motorbike.
He goes, I don't believe it. He goes, I now hate you.
You haven't been there for a while, Andy, has
he? No, well, you see, Andy's got himself
a girl.
An older woman. Well, older, she's...
Is that the one that rung Patricia?
Older. Nah.
Which one was that?
Simon.
Oh.
He's alright.
I think, is she choking in the garage?
I think so, yeah. And then I popped down to see James.
Oh, James has a bike, doesn't he? No, that's fine.
It's fine. Well, he's got rid of it. He's got a Mini now. Bloody Mini.
And James liked your bike then?
He went, whoa, big.
So you've done the rounds tonight then, Brian?
Done the rounds tonight, yeah.
Have you much petrol left?
Loads.
Loads.
I love it. Put £6 in on Friday and I've got loads left. And I've been all round the place.
Did you go to your gauge?
You'll have to go round visit your Aunt Bride.
Put her in an early grave?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't do that to her.
Well, you've come to take her to the pensioners club on her on your bike.
Yeah. Well, jump up.
She might get on it as well. I'm never so tired.
Yeah, I tell you what did wake me up though, John. Coming down the Elchurch Highway towards the house. From town. The white arrows in the road.
Gotta keep off them.
I found that out.
The what?
You know the white arrows in the
white,
road?
White lines and manhole covers, you gotta find out where they are.
What about
yeah,
them?
I gotta memorise where they are from now on.
Why?
The white lines and the arrows in the middle of the lane.
Why?
They make you change your line.
Because I went over it.
And skidded.
Doing about 60. And I felt the twitch in the wheel and I thought, shit! I'm not going over one of them again.
Well, you have to sometimes. You'll get used to it and it doesn't affect you after a bit. You got to watch them when they're, when you're, when
I was,
they're wet.
I was slightly banked at the time, just very slightly.
You, if you do it, the wheel does move, you won't move far. You get used to that, the wheel moving over a bit.
I suppose it's a trick not to overcorrect.
It'll stop itself. It might slide a bit, but it'll stop sliding when it comes off it.
By the time you felt it, you've passed it maybe?
Well, you've travelled another 100 yards.
That's right, I mean, I suppose you have to be very careful and find out what is on the road.
But like, tomorrow when I go to work...
Keep away from the curbs, that's the most important thing.
Yeah. I ride in the middle of the lane. Tomorrow when I go to work on it, I'm going through, I'm not going to go through Bar Green. I don't want to go that way.
So you proposal to go that way?
Well, you can go straight up to Longbridge Lane.
I'll go straight through Longbridge Lane, up that way.
Up to Gravelly Corner.
Yeah,
are you going over to Droitwich on it, or are you going in your car?
Go to Droitwich on it, yeah.
And then come back here to get changed for what?
I've booked the whole morning.
When you got to go to Droitwich?
Think you would need...
Oh, tomorrow.
Well,
the weather forecast
is
dry.
Need more experience riding on the bike, as it is, without... having your rucksack and things on.
Get used to carrying it. Get used to carrying it.
It didn't bother me at all. I'm not kidding you. I didn't feel it. I could feel a slight pressure on my shoulders, but it didn't restrict my movement in any way.
When?
When I was coming back with the boots in it on Saturday.
Just be very careful and don't get over cocky. And keep away from big lorries.
Yes, ma'am. I fully intend to keep away from them anyway.
I mean, a bit of fear is a good thing.
I'm still scared every time I pull away. I get little jitterbugs.
Yeah.
And I went up Iver Road as well.
Yeah. On a bike.
On the way back from Andrews, yeah.
I always found that awkward at the top.
Yeah.
Especially if there was cars on the hill and I had to pull up behind them. Because you run out of, you know, what things to do. Because you've got to have one foot on the ground. And you've got to have one on the brake.
Yeah.
One on the clutch. One on the throttle.
Yeah.
And the other one on your gear change. Your one missing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and just get up and push it.
On Iver Road. Down it goes. But luckily there was only one car stopped at the top. So I just stopped dead and did a hill start. Stopped at the top and did another hill start.
Plymouth Road's another awkward one. The first down bit when you're going down Plymouth Road.
Oh yeah,
and you
bit.
Come to the right, the bend.
Because it's actually quite a sharp bend.
And it gets wet down there as well, it gets a bit slippy on there. And there's manhole covers as you come out the bend.
And don't go speeding, Brian.
Because
you don't have the same control over a bike when you're speeding. You don't
It feels better going slow because it's more comfortable.
Yeah. It
looks
better.
When I say slow under 50.
You know, when you
go to speed, you can enjoy
rider.
It. Go at a speed that you can enjoy riding it at.
That's it. I mean, the police riders look
people can recognise me.
It. Huh?
Where people can recognise me.
That's it.
Hey, look, there's Brian. Look at him go.
And it'll last you longer, you know.
Yeah.
If you bollock the engine, you'll
blow it up.
You'll reduce its life.
ever so good at the cruising there. It's really nice.
She cruises along about 50, you know, quarter throttle.
50, it does about 3,500, 4,000 RPM.
Yeah. About right for 400. Mine would be doing about 5 grand at that. 4.5. Mine went up with, you know, the speed. If I was doing 60 mile an hour, I'd be doing just over 6 grand.
Yeah.
Anything over that, you know, mine was going up towards the 7 into the red.
The red on that's about 10.
Yeah, for mine didn't, mine was only, you know, 185 and
yeah.
Singles.
I haven't had it above about 8 grand, I think. That was when I wound it up on the carriageway.
Didn't just keep your reps down. And then Rick. You poor toy little boy.
Because Greg came down the other night, did I tell you? When you were in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
He came down, showed me his car.
How long has he had his car?
He had a Polonaise before that.
Oh, I mean, that's the pitch.
He didn't want to show that to anybody.
No, he didn't want to show that. But, and he got this little Chevette. Apparently he blew the Polonaise up.
Everybody does, I think.
He's bought his little Chevette and it's a nice little car.
Mm.
Didn't know it was it, but it's alright.
Is it yellow or green?
Red.
That's red one.
Red one, yeah. Quite decent. He loves it. He's got all these plans for it. Bore it out to a 1480 and...
That's rubbish.
Right, thank you, Brian.
And make it last about 6 months. Or 6 miles, whichever comes first. Tell
No. Just give me a fiver.
I'll go and bring the bike in. Get my stuff ready for tomorrow. Hello.
And do you want to wee?
Rick.
Do you want to wee? Tell me what you want. Come here. Do you want to wee, wee? Don't. Yeah.
Don't need
the microphone, Rick. Yeah, cheeky. That's it. Walk all over me. Yeah, cheeky.
The gloves are good.
Yeah.
Gloves are really good. They're not as like warm as yours, but they're certainly nice and warm.
Yeah. You need good gloves.
Yeah.
So once your hands get cold, you don't give up.
And now I'm wearing the scarf, the cold doesn't go down. My Adam's apple gets cold, but that's about it. Put the sound on.
Yep. What did the boss say about the tool being down?
I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, you haven't seen him?
But she said to me, she goes, last Friday night she was £10 down.
Mm.
And she's been working there 8 years.
Yeah.
So it does happen.
Oh yeah, it happens, yeah. It's very hard to balance a tool.
She says, you get new £10 notes and they stick together and you count them as one. She says that is the most common one.
Yeah, it could have been there all the time.
Yeah.
You missed it, you see.
And as for being £6 up, she says I must have short sighted someone.
Yeah.
Kiss.
Go on, quick. Good boy.
You haven't got. Come on.
Get it, Rick. Go on.
Wait. Kiss.
And me. Give me one.
Give me
a kiss.
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss.
Give your dad a kiss. Kiss your dad.
Quick. Hey.
Oh, thanks, mate. Good night.
You put it on there?
Yeah.
Well, I've left a throw tip then to take with you.
When?
Now?
Oh, this morning.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good opportunity. You might as well get it, you as well.
So it's having
what
a pocket. It's having a pocket to put it into.
Does it have a clip on the back?
Yeah.
And clip onto your trousers.
Yeah. Morning, Steve.
Where is everybody?
We're first by the look of it.
Yeah.
Or almost first, anyway. Didn't ya? Oh, mine was late up, it was right panicking out of that. Okay. Well, I got up late and Brian was in the bathroom. Had a rush downstairs, do my breakfast, had some waiter backs quick and a cup of tea. Just rushed into the bathroom. Then went and got dressed. So Mary was up then. So when I got back downstairs, my breakfast was on the table. Again. So all in all, it's quite exciting.
Are you looking forward to this?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
That's what you said. I can't
ring him telling
how you're going,
this is
all upsetting
too. I'd have gone to Pitcher Oak if you
just
said that.
I'll see your
feelings. I would have been upset. I'd have gone to Pitcher Oak. I thought I'm going this morning.
Did you go yesterday?
No. Yeah. Didn't have time really. Yeah, should have somewhere. I've got seven, I think, balls, but I've got all seven good ones. Although it looks grotty, it is a good one. Have I got everything? Yeah.
No, yesterday.
Really?
Niggling this morning, but yes, I'm walking out here.
It'll get rid of it, yeah. I took some of my roofing yesterday out, and I took some last night before I went to bed, and I took two this morning. My hips were killing me.
You
what? My hips were killing me, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'll let you. If we ever get up this hill. Morning.
Morning.
Yeah. Yeah. He's conscientious anyway, isn't he? He's doing his best. Oh yeah. Don't look up. Did it there. I find if I don't look up, it's not so bad. You're dead able to drive up here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good morning. If you want to, yeah.
Huh?
I do, mate, yeah. Oh, we do the two. Do the first nine twice.
Do the first nine twice?
Yeah. With my first shot again, it just looked as if I'd underclubbed it, didn't it, again?
Yeah.
So if you'd have took
the
fourth,
you'd
have yeah, well, I would have done, yeah. Direction, you'd have been a bit to the right. Yeah. And there's mine. Was it? Yeah. It was alright for a 7-iron, wasn't it?
No, 7-iron off the floor. A medium 3-iron off the tee, get the 2 feet.
See, I could have done, the way I hit that, I could have done another 2 clubs. Yeah, it looks like it's the far side of the green. Is the tree in the way? Yeah. Try and keep it low. Use a 7-iron and try and keep it low. Yeah, that's the problem, yeah. You do need to rise it, yeah.